This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. They're very good. Very delicious. Once you do, go to the checkout line. Put in the word quest in the promo code box. And you will get 25% off of your purchase. Like I said, it's good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. That's right, that's all of you. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some release dates, things. How about a QD OLED monitor coming too? And we got some Overwatch 2 news. Interesting, interesting. But today, we start with PC Games N. And they are saying that its CEO has been relieved of their duties. In fact, Starbreeze did appoint a new interim CEO, saying that they needed some, quote, different leadership, so that way they could have a new strategy in creating, quote, attractive games, end quote. Now, why there is a new interim CEO is because Tobias Sorgen was replaced because Payday 3 fell flat. So what Torgny Hellstrom did say to the investors was, quote, "The company has a clear strategy centered around creating attractive games in our own licensed IPs. The board's consolidated assessment is that the execution of strategy needs a different leadership. Jorgen Goldner has been a part of the board since 2023 with over 40 years of industry experience. His strong interim solution." Now, Payday 2 is still pulling about 20 to 40,000 active players on Steam. Payday 3 is below 200. So that is why there was a change at CEO. Now, with that, we have a couple of former bosses talking about their consoles. We'll start with PlayStation. GamesHub.com says that the former PlayStation boss did say that console exclusivity is a weakness. It could be costly, or just for the costly games. So Sean Layden, which is the former president of CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment America, did say that the console exclusivity is a, quote, Achilles heel, end quote, of video games, because they cost more than $200 million to produce, as it limits their potential market. He was talking to GamesBeat, and GamesHub did say that Layden was working for Sony in the games industry for more than 30 years and has seen a lot of changes across multiple roles. So here's what Layden did tell GamesBeat, quote, "This whole idea of platforms is going to change. The technology is becoming virtually indistinguishable. You could say the difference between what's in an Xbox and what's in a PlayStation, pretty much only dogs can hear it. When your cost for a game exceeds $200 million, exclusivity is your Achilles heel. It reduces your addressable market, particularly when you're in the mood of live service games or free to play. Another platform is just another way of opening the funnel, getting more people in. In a free to play world, as we know, 95% of those people will never spend a nickel. The business is all about conversion. You have to improve your odds by cracking the funnel open. For single-player games, it's not the same exigency. But if you're spending $250 million, you want to be able to sell it as many people as possible, even if it's just 10% more. We're not doing enough to get heretofore non-console people into console gaming. We're not going to attract them by doing more of the blank we're doing now. It's the S word," end quote. But he wasn't the only one talking. Peter Moore, a former Xbox boss, was also talking about Gen Z and how they may react to the consoles and smartphones and PCs. This is from PCGamer.com. And he was asked about the console generation and did we reach the last one for Xbox. But Peter Moore did not know. He did think that the question, or that's the question for Phil Spencer, but it doesn't sound very confident that consoles in their current form would last that much longer. So here is a direct quote from Moore. "And what are we doing? Well, we're not in the living room anymore. We're back in the bedroom with our YouTube influencers, our TikTok creators, and it's about content on demand. Gen Z is coming through and they're going, why do I need to spend $400 or $500 on a bespoke piece of gaming hardware when I've got my smartphone or I got my PC or my Mac and I can do things there with a pretty decent controller? And what he is thinking is that the gamers might not need the next console because of PCs and smartphones. And he would predict that the end is nigh for all the consoles, not just Xbox, but PlayStation and Nintendo as well. He was also noting about the latest game industry layoffs and the development of AI. And he did think that the end of the consoles is a real serious question. Further quote from Moore. What I'm saying is the questions are being asked as they've been for the last 20 years. Are we ready to grind our loins, particularly or financially, for battle and the cost of development, silicon development? What is it that PS6 can do that PS5 can't, that would make people jump from PS5, or same with Xbox, same with Switch, right? God forbid, it's just incremental. Now, Discord, via The Verge, did say that they are open up to games and apps that are embedded in its chat app. So, Discord was talking in a blog post, and they said that they will allow developers to build new games and apps that could be used directly in its chat app. And that'll be some mini games and apps that have been available to Discord users for months now. Starting in 6 days, the Discord developers will get access to a new embedded app SDK that lets them build special embedded apps. And they will have some activities featured apps like YouTube to promote mini games such as, well, The Verge is saying poker. And it'll encourage users to play with shared whiteboard experience. Now, here's what they said on the Discord blog post. Quote, plenty of Discord developers are out there, have their eyes on activities, wondering when they could create their own. Starting March 18th, Discord developers will be able to build new games and experiences that can be played directly on the platform with a new embedded app SDK. We want Discord to grow into the best place for developers to do it all. Build, share, distribute, be discovered, and monetize their work. We want Discord to be where your apps get its start, where it finds a home in the communities of people around the world, and where it can be easily shared between friends. So March 18th, we got Discord. Here we go. Now we got a bit of an update, because the former Switch emulator, Yuzu, has been renamed. GamesRadar.com says it's now called Suyu. S-U-Y-U. So that means a new Switch emulator is now in the works, and the team is taking some extra steps to avoid any more legal trouble. That means that the people in Tropic Haze is back at work again, and it only took hours for them to make a new emulator. So, here we go again. We'll see what Nintendo thinks about this. But I know what a lot of people do think. Oh boy. Monster Hunter reached 25 million sales worldwide. Eurogamer.net has the story. And congratulations to Capcom, because today the series makes its 20th anniversary and Monster Hunter World reached 25 million sales. And that's what Capcom said in an announcement, that they just sold 25 million copies of the game. Now, Monster Hunter Rise sold over 10 million units over the last 3 months. Well, maybe they did. I misread that, but that's okay. Because if it did, then that would make sense of the 25 million. But Eurogamer says that's unlikely. Now, the Capcom remaster Monster Hunter Stories were released in June on PC, PlayStation 4, and Switch. And the Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin, will also release on PlayStation 4. And can be played on PlayStation 5, I would imagine. Now we get to more Dragon Dogmas 2. GamesRadar.com did say that multiplayer may not be available, but maybe be available later on. Now, the first Dragon Dogmas game and the enhanced version Dark Horizon does not have a multiplayer. And Dragon Dogma 2 was described by Capcom in a single-player experience as well. But Hideki Itsuno, the director of Dragon Dogmas 2, did have a quote. "We have not been considering any form of multiplayer for Dragon Dogmas 2. I think online games have their good side, just as offline games have their own. But the concept of the original game was to incorporate fun gameplay elements not found in conventional offline games while removing all of the hassles of online games. This is one of the basic original ideas of the first game that I don't plan on straying from. Although there won't be any multiplayer options in the game, however, we'll still be able to share our pawns as we could before, allowing our friends and players from around the world to travel with our creations." In the Automaton interview, end quote. So he went on with the Automaton interview, but that was with Yoshiki Hirabashi, did say that the streamers will be able to use their viewers' pawns in their game. But Itsuno did add, quote, "It would be fun to see my pawns being used by famous streamers. The pawn system itself has been around for some time, but I think it can be used in more modern ways now, too." Now, Dragon's Dogma 2 will release on March 22nd. Go check it out. Now we go to a bit of the esports corner, because Esports Insider did say that Overwatch 2 has been added to the Esports World Cup. So the Esports World Cup will be in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and Overwatch 2 was indeed added to it, because Overwatch 2 has a partnership with the ESL Faceit Group and Activision Blizzard. Now, there's not many details about this, but a press release did say that the new Overwatch Champion Series will have the opportunity to qualify for the Esports World Cup. Now, the CEO of Esports World Cup Foundation, Ralph Reichert, did say, quote, "First-person and tactical shooters are a cornerstone of game in esports and played by billions internationally. We're bringing together the best games, including these titles and the rest of our competitions, and connect with unprecedented variety of global communities. We're excited to have them to be part of this first-of-a-kind event," end quote. Now, F1 Manager will be updated this summer via Eurogamer.net, and Frontier Developments have announced that F1 Manager 2024 will release this summer. This will be the third entry of the management series, and they will have a Create a Team mode, which will allow players to create their own team with the drivers that they want. Now, Frontier did say that it may bring, quote, "individual personalities of team members and demands to the fore as players aim to main their team's motivation." Now, maybe AI will be a part of this, will be the game's enhanced AI. And this is going on the old definition of AI, the PC, that stuff. But the F1 Manager will release this summer on PC, PlayStations 4 and 5, Xbox consoles 1, X, and S. And granted, they're only showing the prices for the EU, but you could expect around the $30 to $40 range in the US. So we'll see what happens there. We got a little bit of equipment here too. PC Games End says, if you want a new monitor, the MSI QLED monitors may be available to you. And once again, they're all in the EU numbers. But everything that's on sale is done in the UK. So if you want them, sorry, America, but we will let you know if there's any sales that's going on in the US. But we got some UK listeners too, so why not? The Mag 341 CQP QD OLED is 999 euros. The same with the MPG 271 QRX QD OLED. It's a 27 inch. 32 inch MPG 321 URX QD OLED is at 1300 euros. And the same with the MPG 491 QCP QD OLED as well. So there's some really good stuff out there for everybody in Europe. But let's get back to worldwide. .esports says that Top Spin 2K25 will hit the court next month. Yep, that's tennis. And while people were teased with a brief trailer there last January, 2 months ago, they did say that they didn't say anything about the players behind the title's name. But 2K not only shared the release date, April 26, and the list of platforms, PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox Series, XS and One, and PC via Steam, but also a full list of content, and the game cover stars are. And the deluxe edition will have even more stars. Carlos Alexars, Hugo Sacnac, Francis Topo, so on and so forth. But yeah, you got Serena on the cover, so why not? And you also got a training mode hosted by John McEnroe. You also have my career mode, so there you go. If you like tennis, Street Fighter 6 gets a new fighter from PlayStationLifestyle.net. It's Akuma, and he is joining this spring. In fact, he had a trailer up on YouTube that shows some of his fighting style. So you can watch for it within the next couple of months. By the way, if you want a Xbox Series X or S, well, you might be able to get one for cheap. Might be able to. Eurogamer.com did say that there's some refurbished ones for sale, and they're on the Microsoft Store. So you can look, see if you find any. Grandita will be on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One later this month. Once again, Eurogamer did say that. Now, the classic RPGs, Grandita and Grandita 2, will be on their way via the Grandita HD Collection, and they will be releasing on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One this month. Collection's already there on Nintendo Switch and PC. The PlayStation 4 and Xbox One releases will have only the physical edition that's sold by a limited run game, and they may be available on digital forms as well. The games are also compatible with PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. That's if you want to play them. They will come to the platforms on March 26th. Pre-orders will start this Friday. We end with Nintendo Everything, and Sophia the Traveler has now a release date and a new trailer. So if you're interested and you have a Steam Deck. A Steam Deck? No. A Nintendo Switch. My bad. You can get Sophia the Traveler. And there'll be upcoming The Hidden Object in the game Thermite Games. Or the games from Thermite and MomoGogo. And they both said that the game will launch on April 11, 2024. So, there you go. That's everything for today. Woo. When I find news, I find a lot of it. Yep. This has been a Don Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.